Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life. We were talking about the husband and the wife and the relationship between them and everything in this regard. Now we will continue obviously because this is one of the biggest keys that we have to keep turning. We spoke about the husband being kind and gentle and nice to his wife and giving his wife her duties. The opposite is also correct, vice versa. A wife needs to be kind to her husband. Now, before we jump into that topic of a wife being nice to her husband and, you know, taking care of him, a lot of women these days, a lot of my sisters out there, they refuse to live a life of celibacy. A life, I should say, without celibacy, not a life of celibacy, or where they just want to be single and free. Now, human beings, we need in our creation, we need to grow, we need to become complete, we need to be perfect to the best of our abilities. And one of the conditions to our perfection and to our growth is to take partners. That's how life works. That's how Allah made it. In order for you to achieve everything that you need to achieve, you must have a second half to you. So religion is completed when a person gets married. So marriage is an extremely important part of life. Not just that, it's absolutely necessary and important part of the growth of the human being himself, whether it is a male or female. Their growth, their spiritual growth, their mental growth will only be completed once they get married. Now, a lot of women, for example, they look at life, they look at the problems of life, and they look at how men behave sometimes. Like, why would I put myself in this condition? Let me just be single. Let me just pray to Allah, worship Allah the way I want. And enjoy my life. A woman came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So don't think this is just a new trend. This is a trend used to happen before as well. And she says to him, أصلحك الله إني امرأة متبتلة. I'm a woman who's observed. You know, I just do my things and I don't want to get involved in life. He says, وما التبتل عندك? What do you consider that, you know, just refraining from life and, you know, how do you view it? The Imam said to her. She said to him, لا أتزوج. I don't get married. فقال ولما? He says, why? Why aren't you getting married? قالت التمس بذلك الفضل. You know, I'm staying single. I'm just praying. I'm taking care of my ibadah. I'm doing my own things. I'm not annoying anyone. And hopefully by doing so, Allah will elevate my status and give me what I need. The Imam says to her, انصرفي. The Imam, like in a very like strong language, says to her, go away. He says, فَلَوْ كَانَ ذَلِكَ فَضْلًا. If being single and taking care of yourself and having fun and whatever and worshipping Allah was truly a blessing or something good, لَكَانَتْ فَاطِمَةُ الزَّهْرَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَحَقُّ بِهِ مِنْكِ. Fatimah al-Zahra would have been the first to do so. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ يَسْبُقُهَا إِلَى الْفَضْلِ. There's no one can precede Fatimah al-Zahra in terms of trying to achieve virtues. If being single was a virtue, then Fatimah al-Zahra would have been the first. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحياة, The Keys of Life. This book, مفاتيح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه هم است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دید اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدری گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون این هم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we said being single for a woman is not a virtue, and the Ahl al-Bayt condone it under no circumstances. So don't give me your reasons, unless you have a valid reason that you really can't for whatever reason, that is either physical, mental, financial, then yeah. But just saying, no, I can't be bothered with this nonsense. I just want to sit at home and crash on my couch and take the remote and watch Netflix all day. Why should I, try to serve a child or serve a husband? This is just ridiculous. Well, obviously, then you have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to that. Then the teachings of Islam and the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim wassalam, they said not only that you guys need to get married when it comes to females, but they need to get married at a younger age as well, even for males. So males and females there's a kind of emphasis on Islam. If you read the hadith, there's a very strong emphasis that we as parents need to get our children married at a young age. Now, obviously, I know what you're thinking. That they're not ready, they're mentally not ready, this and that, and especially this new generation, the TikTok generation, it's obviously we have issues with that. But the idea is that, if we follow the correct methodology of the Prophet, and because of the time of this program, I really can't explain much. Nevertheless, the Ahl al-Bayt, they said, make sure you get your children, get married, your daughters at a younger age. The Imam Radha Salamullah alayhi narrates the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, نزل جبرائيل على النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فقال. The Archangel Gabriel came to the Prophet and he says, يا محمد, O Muhammad, إن ربك يقرأك السلام. Your Prophet sends you his greeting. ويقول, and he says, إن الأبكار من النساء بمنزلة الثمر على الشجر. The chaste virgin woman from your nation are the example of the fruits on a tree. فَإِذَا أَيْنَعَ الثَّمَرُ when the fruits became ripe, فَلَا دَوَاءَ لَهُ إِلَّا الْإِجْتِنَاءُ there is no other cure when the fruit becomes what? Ripe on the tree, it needs to be picked. If it stays, there are two options. One, it rots on the tree and falls, or sometimes when it's ripe, it will fall by itself. And then he says, إِلَّا جِتِنَاؤُهُ وَإِلَّا أَفْسَدَتْهُ الشَّمْسِ otherwise the sun will make it rot. وَغَيَّرَتْهُ الرِّيحُ and the wind will change it. وَإِنَّ الْأَبْكَارَ إِذَا أَدْرَكْنَا مَا يُدْرِكَ النِّسَاءُ فَلَا دَوَاءَ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا الْبُعُودُ and when it comes to women, once they become at an age and where they are ready for marriage, and they don't, and he says the only cure for them is for them to find husbands. وَإِلَّا if a woman is ready to get married, but she does not get married, he says, وَإِلَّا لَمْ يُؤْمَنْ عَلَيْهُنَّ الْفِتْنَةِ for sedation and troubles that the shaitan brings with, they are in danger, they're not safe anymore. And then we have a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He also says something very similar. And he says, one of the most beloved things to a person is that his daughter, once she reaches the age of puberty, Islamic puberty, the Imam says, it's best that she also gets married. Now, obviously, I can go into much details, even though there is so much to talk about this issue. But inshallah, we'll leave it for another episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.